You're listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
What's going on, everyone? Joe and Mike back from buildassetsonline.com. We're going to talk about in today's video, in today's episode, is dropshipping saturated? Before we do, quick announcement this week. We're making all these announcements. It's this week only because it's open for the rest of October. Our flagship membership, buildassetsonline.com/membership. You get access to all of our courses, our dropshipping course, our Kindle course, our SEO course, our blogging course. It's all kind of, it's all there. It's all ripe for the picking. You get all that. You get exclusive office hours where you get to chat with us on Discord. You get access to our private Discord community. And of course, you get the one-on-one coaching channel with me and Mike. So don't sleep on that because it closes after October. But Mike, is dropshipping saturated? That is the question. And I think it's such, this question is such like, I don't want to say, I don't want to be insulting to the listeners, but I want to say it's like a noob. It's like a noob question.
Isn't it saturated?
Of course. Yeah, it is a noob question because if you're asking it, then you haven't gotten started yet. So, yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with being a noob. Everyone starts from zero, right? But the important thing with dropshipping is that we've talked about this many times. Dropshipping is simply a method of fulfillment. There are who knows how many hundreds of thousands of suppliers in the USA, hundreds of thousands of suppliers in the USA that are doing dropshipping. So are they openly advertising, hey, we're dropshippers, come sell our stuff? No, they're just regular brands and they happen to ship from their warehouse to the customer. That happens to be a fulfillment method that they do. So can it ever be saturated? No. What happens is you have dropshipping, you have product types, you have niches, and then you have the actual brands that are selling them. So I don't care about, there's no way for dropshipping to be saturated. There's no way for a particular product type to be saturated. What can happen is you have suppliers that let way too many dropshippers into their dealer program. And what happens is they're all doing the same thing. They're all doing the Google ads. They're all, all their pages look the same. And when you do that, it's not that you can't even make sales, because you can. It's just that you're going to be competing with a lot of people and it's not going to be extremely effective. And so, Joe, I don't know if you know this, Joe, but we have dozens of websites that are not just dropshipping, but SEO based. We do Kindle. We do all types of stuff. And so I don't think there's been one website that we've ever set up that we've not been able to make work and make profitable.
Right. I mean, of course I know that.
Well, I was joking.
Okay.
No. So it's the point I was trying to make was that there's no saturation in a particular industry. The saturation is going to come at a very granular level. So it's going to come at either the supplier level or the product level. And so you just need to pick the right suppliers.
Yeah. So one thing, Mike, that people might be thinking when they're searching, is dropshipping saturated, or they're thinking about that. They maybe think, I think people always want to get into that new market, the new market that is just going to be the hot new thing. And you're going to be the first one and yes, you're going to just make a ton of money. And that is just a horrible, horrible way to approach business. And that's what a lot of this, the low ticket dropshipping, where you're using social media, Facebook, Instagram, your sister's ass, the Pony Express, you're using all these things to drive sales. You're really relying on almost luck in a way of getting that huge product. But what I want to encourage you to focus on instead is mastering business processes, because I think that's actually very important. And I don't think we've even like stated that a lot here, because I was just thinking about the juxtaposing those two things. you have on one hand searching for the perfect product that's not saturated, that's just come out. So you're going to be the first one that sells the fidget spinner. On the other hand, you're setting up good business practices to where your business is, you're constantly testing out new products to sell. You're putting in your SEO processes so that you're ranking in Google organically and showing up for high intent buyers. You're getting your customer service team trained so you don't have to be distracted by customer emails and calls and things like that. All those things, this is any business in general. I just think there's too much focus on the secrets and the thing you need to do to be successful and not enough focus on the processes.
Yeah, you're right. I think the idea of it, you know, it's like a scarcity mentality. And I don't want to get into like that sort of that mindset thing, because I mean, it's a legit concern.
Yeah.
You know, someone says, are fidget spinners saturated? Yeah. Don't sell fidget spinners. But we're talking high ticket dropshipping. So if you're not familiar, we sell items that are at least $1,000 and up. And so when you're doing that, these brands have integrity, for one. It's not just a random product from China. So we're talking about getting in with particular brands that are based in our country that are selling this stuff. So each brand has particular demands, and each brand has, you know, a certain exclusivity. So a brand at a certain point, they're not going to allow 500 people into their dealer program. They're just not going to do that. At some point, they're going to stop. So the brands also have a reason to prevent saturation within their little domain, because it makes a worse experience for their dealers, and they're actually looking out for you as well as you trying to sell their product. So it's not a one-way street, whereas if you're doing something just selling products from China, it is a one-way street, because they don't care about you, you're not really in touch with them. And so everyone's just selling the same nameless thing. It's a totally different game.
Well, not only from China, I think this distinction can also be made with a lot of stuff that people are using nowadays, like S Pocket and, you know, these directories. It's exactly what you said, Mike. It's like, you know what it's almost like? It's like when you're picking products from these directories, it's like anyone and everyone has access to all the same stuff. So you're all just like literally doing the same thing. It's almost like hitting a piñata and like everyone's like running after the candy and like hoping that I can't really think of a good analogy, but the point is if you eat too much candy, you're going to feel sick. But
yeah.
So just focus on processes and, you know, and focus on being a retailer. Don't focus on going for a big viral hit. Just focus it on making a retail store that provides good customer service, that shows up in the search engines, whether paid or organic, and the sales will come, your store will grow, and then you can sell a store. That's what it comes
down to. Focus on high ticket. Because even if there are a bunch of people competing on a particular brand, you should have the margin to make it work. If you know, if you're competing with 10 people, 20 people, 50 people on an item you make $20 on, there's no way it's happening, because there's not enough margin.
Yeah. And if you're selling something that's, you know, high margin, like we talk about, if you sell one a month, one every 2 months, one every 3 months, and you make $1,000 or $2,000 per sale of just one particular item, then who cares if there's 30 other people selling it or 50 other people selling it? You just move on to selling more
exactly.
stuff, and you collect when you sell that one thing. So
exactly.
I don't like to think of saturation. I mean, I look at saturation not on an like you said, dropshipping is a fulfillment method. SEO is a practice to get your website to rank better. People say, you know, a blog is a platform to put your content. People say, is blogging saturated? Is dropshipping saturated? Is SEO saturated? Those things, by definition, can't be saturated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, little things within them can be competitive, but there's always something else to go after.
There it is.
All right. So
hit it on the head.
Don't forget, guys, buildassetsonline.com/membership. It's closing end of October. So check that out. And buildassetsonline.com/playbook. This is your first time and you want to get our free course and learn about what we do.
Yep. Thank you, guys. And take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.